Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. I'm Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. And guess what? I'm not speaking into a digital voice recorder this time. I'm actually back in the studio. So yay! That means I can do sound effects and make, fake applause for myself for being back from my sabbatical, my corporate sabbatical. This episode is sponsored by Adam from South Carolina. Adam is solely responsible for me being back in the studio and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Adam. So I'm behind on everything. My email is just completely piling up. I've got a bunch of ID cards I need to print and send out to everyone. I'm going to do that before the weekend, which I guess means within the next 2 days. So hopefully I'll get all those done and mailed out, all you people who have asked for IDs in the past couple weeks. Today I need to play voicemails, because I have not been able to really do voicemails from the road, because it's a pain in the ass. I have to manually download each one of them and insert them into the show and fuck all that shit. I haven't even listened to the voicemails in the past couple weeks, except for that one about the shed. But yeah, I have lots to get caught up on. I have one important announcement before I get started on requests and stuff, and that is that JAGTV has forums now. Yeah, that's right. Try not to be too excited, but JAGTV has forums now. Because if there's one thing that people like to do in 2014, it's go to forums and post on forums. And of course you don't go to jagtv.com, because that would be way too easy. Instead you go to jagoff.tk. Thanks for making things confusing, JAG. But no, there's a lot of listeners from this show on the JAGTV forums. I spent a little bit of time there today, and I signed up. But Metal's on there, Mr. Clay is on there. I'm on there, Bill Mann, and even JAGTV is on there. So you should be on there too. JAGOFF.TK. I'm pretty sure if you put a www in front of JAGOFF.TK, you'll get like some sort of server error message. But I haven't tried it yet. Everyone should try that right now. If you don't know, JAGTV is a part of the Prank Call Nation network machine. He does a show, I think, on Thursdays or Fridays. I don't know. I think he does Fridays before The Art of Phone Larking. A few months ago, I tried to get Carlito, or maybe it was Enigma, I don't remember. But I tried to get them to set up forums on prankcallnation.com, and they were all like, nobody uses forums. It's 2014. And they laughed at me and called me old. So now all the shows are going to make their own forums. Way to go, Prank Call Nation. You know how I always say that I don't like to talk about swatting pranks, and then I just talk about them all the time, every time one happens? That's not true, because a lot of them happen, and I never talk about them. But I'm going to play this audio from this one, because this guy was playing, I don't know what the hell he's playing. He's playing a game with guns and bombs and stuff, and he was doing it on Twitch. You know, Twitch will stream your game, and it will stream you playing your game. Because that's what I like to do. I like to sit there and watch live streaming video of people playing video games. But, you know, there's the live stream of him, and you actually get to see him get raided by the SWAT team. It's like 6 minutes long. I'm just going to play like 30 seconds here, though.
Gash Nerbit.
Yes.
So, lots of gunfire. That's not the SWAT team. That's the game.
So stream day it is.
So this guy's looking behind him.
Uh-oh, this isn't good. They're clearing rooms. What in the world? I think we're getting swatted.
He must be in an apartment. He can hear them outside in the hall. And here they come.
I think, right now.
You're getting swatted. What in the world?
And he knows he's getting swatted. He had his hands up before the door even opened, so he knew what was going on.
Get on the ground!
Get on the
ground!
There's one in the corner.
Put your hands behind your back!
Put your hands behind your back!
Put your hands behind your back! Do it now!
What's your name?
So it goes on for like 6 minutes, and the kid, the guy, he's like laughing, and they're like, "What do you think so funny about this? Wait a minute, let me find that part."
What about this is funny to you?
What? I'm not doing anything that's funny.
Terrorists win.
So even though there's obviously no hostage situation, they keep him cuffed and treat him like an asshole, and he finally tells them that they're on live camera, and the cop takes, I don't know, like over a minute trying to figure out how to turn the camera off and the streaming off. Because if there's one thing cops hate, it's being recorded while they do their job. But yeah, that was interesting, and I bet you that's why I see so many swatting stories. I bet you whoever's doing all these swattings are probably watching it live on Twitch. That never occurred to me before that, you know, they could be sitting there watching the live streams on Twitch of their swatting things that they're doing. Because of the last show where I played that old Mildred Monday clip from around 2011, Nicole, or as she likes to be called these days, Nicole something, on Facebook, she changed her name. She's like Devin Gladden, changing his name to D-Glad. You guys are all trying to be rappers or something. Anyway, she tried to find every Mildred Monday in the country that she could, and she sent me a list of three of them. She found three people named Mildred Monday in three different states. So right now, I'm going to call all three of them and see what happens. And by the way, that's, you know, on the last show, I was doing those collect calls from New Zealand. You know, this person is making a call, billing it to you. I was doing those because I tried calling these Mildreds while I was on vacation, and they weren't answering. And that was my plan for Mildred. I was going to do the old collect call thing that we used to do to the original Mildred. But all three of these Mildreds are over 65 years old, according to whitepages.com. I don't think Mildred has been a popular name since the 1920s or something. But here we go. Let's give this one a try.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from Royco Construction.
Yes?
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be there tomorrow morning, and we're going to replace your roof. We're going to start tearing...
On what?
On your house. We're going to start tearing the roof off of your house.
I left. Forget it. I had a new roof put on the house.
Oh, no. You've already paid for it, and we're ready to start work tomorrow.
Ah, you're crazy.
No, you're crazy. Is this Mildred?
Hey, listen, I've got a building. Who are you?
I'm Dave from Royco Construction.
I don't. You got the wrong number.
No, this is Mildred Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on.
Are you talking about my building out in the yard or my house I live in?
Both. We're gonna do both roofs. We're gonna.
No.
Yes. We're replacing your roof. It's already been paid for, and it's gonna happen. Tomorrow.
Oh, listen, you're crazy. I just had a roof put on this house 2 years ago. Your information's all messed up.
Well, no, we've been contracted to take your roof off.
No, you're not taking my roof off.
Listen,
don't come up here and even start that stuff. I ain't no fool.
We're not replacing your roof. We're not putting a new roof on. We're just taking your old roof away.
I have my roof. Are you crazy?
Yeah, you don't. No more roof for you. We're taking your roof off.
Oh, you just come up here and I'll call the police.
No, we have a contract. Ma'am? Wow. I think when you call anyone named Mildred, you're just guaranteed to have a hilarious, confused old lady. That's just the only way it can go. Okay, let's try the next one on the list. The next one on the list, I think, I'm not completely sure on this, but I think this is the Mildred that I played on the last show. That we called 2 years ago about the roof, where I said she's in complete agreement with me. I have a recording of her being in complete agreement with me.
I'm sorry, we're not here to take your call, but please leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Whoa. I don't know what that was about. Those were some weird noises. There must have been some eddies in the space-time continuum around her answering machine or something. But yeah, on the second one, I got her machine. Let's change my caller ID again and call the last one on the list. I've called all three of these Mildreds several times by now. Last week when I was calling them from Skype, so, you know, that might make them not want to pick up. Here's the last one. Yeah, and that's what I get every time I try to call that Mildred. I always get her fax machine. I'll hold on to these, though, Nico, and I will keep trying them. So maybe we'll have some more Mildred calls in future shows. Maybe I'll try them more in the evening. I don't know. I think I'm going to try this style of call on some neighbors of that first Mildred. Because I like this call. I like telling people I'm going to rip their roofs off. That's hilarious. So here, I'll click on the neighbors icon. And let's call this guy.
Good afternoon.
Hello, is this Mr. Mansfield?
It is.
Hey, this is Dave from Royco Construction. I just wanted to let you know that we're going to be there first thing in the morning. We're going to pour the asphalt on your lawn.
You're going to pour the asphalt on my lawn?
Yes, sir.
For what reason?
Because you ordered that, and it's in the contract. So we just wanted to let you know that you need to get all lawn furniture out of your lawn, otherwise that'll get stuck into the asphalt.
Well, that sounds good, but if you do that, you will be sued beyond belief. Good day.
Hey, no, it's in the contract. What the heck? You don't just sign a contract with Royco Construction and then threaten to sue us? This is ridiculous.
Hello?
Hey, you can't sue us. It's in the contract. You signed the contract.
Young man, I hate to tell you this, but there's been no contract signed by this establishment.
Well, I don't. Maybe you just don't remember doing it.
See you later. Bye.
Hey. Well, that was rude. Let's try Janine. Janine's got to be home.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Davis.
Yep.
Hey, this is Roy from Royco Construction. And uh-huh. I just wanted to let you know we're going to come there tomorrow. We're going to tear the roof off of your house.
No.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. 8 a.m. We should be there around 8 a.m. with our crew.
Not my house.
Yeah, definitely your house on Riverdale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow at 8 a.m. We're going to have a crew of 7 men. And we're going to tear the roof off of your house.
I have not contracted with anybody to tear the roof off my house.
Oh, no, we have your signature, and it's already paid for. So we're just...
No.
We're going to tear the roof off your house. I wanted to make sure that you...
No.
Just that you know, because, you know, there could be some rain in the forecast, and we're not going to be putting a new roof on.
You're not going to be tearing my roof off. I have not contracted with you to remove my roof in Riverdale Estates.
No, we were there just last week, and we had you sign the contract for...
No, you did not.
Janine...
Who are you calling?
I'm calling for Janine. Maybe I should talk to Janine, because she's the one that signed the contract.
Well, my wife's name is not Janine.
Well, am I pronouncing it wrong? It says Janine.
It's Jeannie.
Jeannie, okay, Jeannie. Sorry, smart ass.
Did you contract with somebody to replace our roof?
No.
No.
Oh, I think she's losing her mind or something. She did it, and she signed the contract. Jeez, okay. Can't believe that guy's arguing with me over how to pronounce his wife's weird-ass name. The name doesn't look like Jeannie, it looks like Janine. But what do I know?
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Withrow?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, hi, this is David from Royco Construction.
Well,
and I
don't know anything about that.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. So we're coming there tomorrow morning, and we're going to dump asphalt in your lawn. We're going to fill up your lawn with asphalt. We're going to cover all of the grass with asphalt.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are, because we have a contract.
Well, and I got a free... paid in full house.
Yeah, well, no, this contract, it's paid in full. It's already been paid for, and we're going to come there tomorrow, and we're gonna pour asphalt all over your lawn.
Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I might be 82 years old, which I am, and just become a widow for 62 years. And let me tell you, I got a 38. It still shoots just as well as any Oakley. So you come right ahead.
Well, you can't.
And see where you get.
You can't.
I got two sons of age and as hunters.
I hope so.
And gun runners.
Yeah, but so, you can't ask people to come to your house to do work and then threaten to shoot us.
Well, that bullshit. I didn't ask you to come to work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want us to make your house, your yard, into a parking lot.
No, you don't.
We're going to paint.
I'll just go to the police and let them talk about it.
We're going to paint yellow lines. Wow. She's a feisty one. Now what I need to do is I need to call an asphalt company and send them to that lady's house first thing in the morning, and I'll pay for it, of course. Just so I can read about them getting shot with a 38 or whatever she said she had. Let's do that next. Okay, here we go. Because it's always funny to set up prank calls where people die in the end. Those are the best kind of calls. Nah, just kidding. Let's listen to some voicemails. I know that's what you all really want. You want to hear voicemails. That's the best part of the show.
Hey, Brad. Love your show. It's great. You're a real funny guy.
Thanks.
I like to hear more of that angry voicemail, guys. Really, I think it's funny when you fight back and forth with them. Really interesting. The guy that called you a dirtbag. All right, Brad. Thanks. You're an awesome guy. Love you.
Dirtbag? Who's that? I thought he was talking about grouchy old man. Oh, the guy, the voicemail guy. The guy that called into my show and called me a dirtbag. Nah, fuck that shit. He makes me sad. I don't like to be called a dirtbag.
Hey, RB, this is Sean from that Smith that you called about the return prank not too long ago. Just wanted to give you an update. Actually got a mandatory vacation because of that.
Oh,
so I wanted to thank you for that. Nothing negative. I definitely need the vacation, and they decided that, hey, you know, he should take 3 days off. Why not? It's such a good prank. You know, he should take 3 days off. Come on back. Get his head in the game, and he'll be good.
Holy crap.
Just want to let you know. Thank you so much for the vacation, and, hopefully we can make something else happen in the future. All right, yeah, go on. Go back.
Wow, did I seriously get someone suspended from work for 3 days or something? Or a vacation, I guess he calls it. I'm glad he's not angry, but wow, I hope you're not slowly getting fired and they're not going to cut all your hours and... Oops, my fault. Let this be a lesson to anyone listening. If you're going to submit your work information to me, you never know what could happen. Especially if you, go around bragging to people and telling them that you're responsible. Just like that one apartment guy, you know, he had me prank his apartment complex, and I ended up sending the police to his unit. Oops. I blame Stacy for that one, though. It's all Stacy's fault.
Ms. Zagata, you have still failed to surrender and destroy your pranking's equipment. And I have noticed the increase in your Patreon and Bitcoin support. Therefore, to prevent you from purchasing more pranking's equipment, I shall now report this income to the governmental authorities.
Hey, I pay taxes on 100% of Patreon stuff. So good luck with that.
Yes. Meet new phone.
How can I help you?
Oh, shit.
Hello. My name is Mr. Incognito, and I would like to report the income paid to Mr. Roy Gerbell.
Okay, sir. Roy Gerbell, spelled just like the animal. Please hold while I check the status of his return.
The fuck is this?
Just a moment. And, no, sir, Roy Gerbell has not filed a tax return.
Yes. Could you send him the W-2 form for my business, homie?
Okay, sir. Just fax the information over to us, and we'll get it sent out for you. Thank you for calling
in,
Charles Roy Nelson. Have a great
day. Now, Mr. Carter, let's see how much pranking's equipment you'll be able to finance when you have to file your tax return.
Okay, sir.
Okay, that was bizarre. I think I was supposed to listen to that voicemail before I received the tax return, because this guy actually sent me a tax return for Roy Gerbel, and it was an awesome tax return, and I LOL'd a lot, and I gave the tax return to somebody in Patreon. I forget who, but I enclosed that tax return in a Patreon package after filing it with the government, of course.
Hey, Brad, you asshole. You keep telling us to request the name and give you a number, and every time you do a show, you always say you're a month behind. How about you just do them? Huh? Yeah. Cactus, cactus, cactus. Later, fucker.
I'm doing my best. I'm really doing my best. I'm going to get caught up. I mean, I'm really, really behind this time because of the whole vacation thing. But, you know, I need to do more shows to make up for all this lost time these past couple weeks. So I'm going to get caught up. I really am. I'm going to get caught up on everything. It's going to be a busy weekend for me. I'm going to put my life on hold and just work on show stuff constantly. Okay, I'm bored with voicemails. I'm done with voicemails. Let's try a couple more of Mildred's Neighbors and quit the show.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Hello, this is Mike from Royco Construction. I just wanted to let you know we're going to be there 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. We're going to take all the siding off your house.
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, is this not Stephen Chapman?
Yes, it is.
On
Yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely the right one. We're going to take all the siding off your house.
Why would you be doing that?
We're going to recycle it. But yeah, we got an order from Dorothy to remove all the siding.
You did?
Yes. And I just wanted to find out, have you arranged to have someone put new siding on? Because we're just taking it off.
I don't even know a thing about this. Oh. So I guess I'm going to have to talk to her, I guess.
Yeah, Dorothy's going to need to fill you in. But yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow morning, 7:30 or 8 a.m. or so.
Well, there won't be anybody here is the problem.
Oh, well, that's perfect. No, then you won't be in our way. We'll just get started on it. And it shouldn't take us more than maybe 4 hours tops, and we'll have all the siding removed from your house.
I'm trying to figure out. We don't do anything without talking to each other.
Oh.
So this is bum-fuzzling me.
Oh, yeah.
Because we hadn't even talked about anything about this.
Bum-fuzzled.
Yeah, so until you hear something back from me, you better hold off on that.
Oh, no, it's already, I'm not going to be there myself. It's going to be my crew. There's going to be about six men, and they've already been, they're scheduled to come out first thing in the morning.
Oh, me. Okay, I'm going to call her right now and see what's going on. I've got your number. I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay, well, we offered to take the roof off, too. All the shingles off the roof, and she said she didn't want that done.
We just had the roof redone.
Right, yeah, that would make the shingles more valuable for recycling. Is that something you'd like to get done, like have all your shingles taken off?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, well, I just, you know, doesn't hurt to ask, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, we'll be there first thing in the morning.
Bye.
Bye. What did he say? Bum-fuzzled? Bum-fuzzled. I've never heard that word before. So now I'm going to start a big fight between Steven and Dorothy. It's going to end in divorce, most likely. Sorry. Really, I should just remove that prank, because it wasn't that funny. But he used the word bum-fuzzled. So I'm leaving it in there, because that's an important new word for us all to know. Bum-fuzzled. Let's get on Google, type in bum-fuzzled. Bum-fuzzle. Did he say bum-fuzzled or bum-fuzzle? Bum-fuzzling. I think it was bum-fuzzling him. Holy shit, it's on Merriam-Webster.com. It means to confuse, to perplex, to fluster. The origin of bum-fuzzle says probably an alteration of the English dialect dumfoozle. Of course, yeah, we've all heard of dumfoozle, right? I sure haven't. Probably an alternation of the English dumbfound. I've heard of that one at least. Bumfuzzle is everyone's word for the day. Thanks, Stephen, for giving us a new word of the day on today's show. Bumfuzzled.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth Ann?
Yes.
Hey, this is Mike from Royco Construction.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that we're scheduled to come out tomorrow morning to asphalt your lawn, and my crew should be out there probably around 7:30 in the morning.
Okay. Now, what are you going to do, and what's it about? I'm not familiar with what you're saying.
Oh, they're going to pour asphalt on all the grass areas of the lawn and paint yellow lines.
Okay, now I'm still at a loss. Are you talking about here in Riverdale Estates in Winfield?
Yep, that's the one. That's the one.
Okay, are you saying they're paving the street?
No, we're going to pave your lawn, like all the grass areas of your lawn around your house.
You're saying that you're going to pave, P-A-V-E, my yard?
Yes, with asphalt. You know, the blacktop, black.
Why?
Because that's what you guys ordered.
I did not. No idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, you didn't. Ken ordered it, though.
No. I you let me talk with him because I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would I want my lawn asphalted?
I don't know. I mean, that's not up to us. We don't ask why. We just do the work after
okay,
you sign the contract.
So when did he tell you this, or when did you get permission? I mean, I have no idea what you're talking about, and I will have to verify. I mean, that's not going to happen. When did he contact you, and what's that about?
It was about a little over a week ago on Thursday. Yeah,
and he said, come to Riverdale Estates and pave my yard.
Yes. It was on Tuesday, the 19th. And,
No.
And he wants to paint yellow lines.
Pardon me?
He wants to paint yellow lines on the asphalt.
I mean, I'm speechless. He wants to pave my grassy yard and then put yellow lines on it?
Well, is he the homeowner or are you?
We both are.
Okay. Well, I mean, he just wrote the contract. I mean, he's the one that signed the papers and paid for it already.
Give me your number.
Oh, it's on the caller ID, and you don't need to get an attitude with me. I'm just doing my job.
No. But I mean, I have no idea, and this is absolutely insane, and I don't believe that took place. I will call you back.
It did so take place. We're not trying to scam you, if that's what you're suggesting. It's already been paid for.
I'm not suggesting anything, but I'm suggesting no one's paving my yard.
Oh, we are. We're going to be there at 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to pave your yard.
I will get back with you. Thank you.
No, look, we're going to be there. We've already signed the contract. Oh, that lady was awesome. More marital problems caused by me. You're welcome, everyone.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Kirk?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike from Royco Construction.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let you know we're going to be there at 7:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, to get started on the work. And it shouldn't take us more than 4 hours, and we should be finished.
What work?
We're going to paint your house.
My house is a brick.
I know. We're going to paint the bricks. We're going to paint them black.
Why?
Because that's what you guys ordered.
We didn't order anything.
Oh, well, you didn't. No, Douglas did. Is Douglas there? I can just talk to Douglas.
No, he's not home from work yet.
Oh, okay, yeah, he ordered
this.
When
was this?
It looks like he signed the contract on the 19th, on Tuesday.
Of this month?
Yeah, just a little over a week ago.
To paint our house black.
Yes, paint the bricks black.
I don't think that's true.
We're painting the bricks black, and then the in-between the bricks, you know, the cement in-between the bricks, that's going to be yellow.
He never mentioned this to me.
Oh.
I don't know if this is the right house.
Oh, no, it's definitely the right house. 1180. We've got the order right here, and we're going to be there at 7:30 in the morning to get started on that.
Can I cancel that?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's been paid for already. We've already bought the paint, and we're going to be sending a crew out tomorrow morning to get started.
I don't believe this. It's a joke, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's got to be, because we would not paint our house black.
Well, Douglas asked for it. No, we came out there and we looked and gave him an estimate and everything.
It must be something else. Maybe it's a bridge.
A bridge?
Yeah.
What do you mean a bridge?
Not a house, but a bridge.
What do you mean it's a bridge? No, it's a house. It's on River. What are you talking about, a bridge? Are you insane?
Mm-mm, no. Let's see. How late do you work?
I don't know how long it'll take. We're going to get started at 7:30, and they'll be working until 6 tomorrow.
What I was thinking is he gets home about 4:15.
Okay, great. Could you let him know when he gets home? Just let him know we'll be there at 7:30 in the morning.
What was your name again?
My name is Mike. I'm with Royco Mike? Construction.
Roy, could you spell that?
R-O-Y-C-O. Does he have a work number? I could just call him at work and clear it up.
Let's see. Yeah, he'll be at work for about 8 more minutes.
Oh, I could hurry then.
Yep, 30-56.
Okay.
And if you happen not to reach him, what is your number?
It's 306-6969.
6969. And you're located where?
We're here in...
And what was the full company name again,
Okay,
Roy?
Well, I'll give him a call then, crazy lady, crazy bridge lady, whatever. Okay, gotta call him really quick.
Engineering, this is Doug.
Oh, hello, Douglas. This is Mike from Royco Construction. And
yes, sir.
We're at your house right now. We just tore off all the shingles off your roof, and your wife is telling us that you didn't even order these shingles to be removed.
Who are you?
My name is Mike from Royco Construction. And I guess there's been some sort of a mix up, because we have here on the order form, your address, and we just took all the shingles off your roof. So I just wanted to apologize for that.
Well, where are you?
We're at the house right now. We're on. So sorry about that. It was an accident.
Okay.
I guess.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm just calling to let you know. She gave me your number and said I should give you a call, because she's saying you're going to be upset, and we're just sorry. This is what's on the form. So I.
What company do you work for, sir?
For Royco Construction here in Winfield.
So you guys have removed my roof. On my house.
Yes.
And that was a mistake.
Yes, complete mistake.
Okay, so how long is it going to take you to put it back?
We're not putting it... We don't have any order to put it back. But this is what's on the contract. It has on the paperwork right here that we're supposed to remove the roof.
Who's the contract from?
It has your name on it. It says Douglas...
And what's the address?
1180...
Okay, email me a copy of that contract.
Oh,
right now.
Look at that. No, look, it's 1280. Okay, yeah, this was our mistake. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Douglas. I'm so sorry. It was just an accident. Oops. Oopsie.
So...
Silly us. Okay, then. I guess that clears everything up. Sorry.
So, what are you going to do?
I guess I need to go over to 1280 and get started on their roof.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay, well, we're gonna pack everything up and go down the block.
All right.
All righty then.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Douglas. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I don't think Douglas was buying any of that. I've had enough of these calls, though. I'm done. The show's over. Thank you, Nico, for starting me on this tangent of calling old people and, telling them I destroyed their property, or I'm going to destroy their property. Nico is solely responsible for at least 2 divorces coming up this year. Sorry, Adam from South Carolina. You don't get credit for this one. It's all Nico's fault. Someone said in the YouTube comments that I owe you guys a 3-hour show because of my giant vacation thing that happened this month, and I agree, and I'm going to do my best. I cannot make promises, but I'm going to do my best to do an evening show, an actual live show this weekend, if I can. Either Saturday or Sunday, or maybe Friday, I don't know. But yeah, 2 or 3 hour show, that's got to happen. I need to make up for my sins against you listeners. So be looking forward to being all disappointed when I don't deliver on that promise. In case any of you missed it on the last show, there's a new feed for this show. It's located at snowplowshow.com/feed.xml. And the main reason you want to switch is because it's got that cool artwork by Jasso. So that's the only reason to switch feeds, because I'm not changing the original feed. There's just an additional feed now to cause more confusion. If you don't know what the hell I'm talking about with feeds, then you need to get on your smartphone and search for a podcast application and download it. And then use the podcast application to search for Snowplow Show or Phone Losers of America. And you can have all of these shows delivered straight to your phone with no work at all. Your phone will beep at you every time a new show is released. Doesn't that sound amazing? Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. More support means more shows, except for this past month where I haven't done hardly any shows at all because I was out of town. I'm sorry. I'm gonna make up for it. September is gonna be a record-breaking number of shows. That's my promise that I'm gonna break. And I'm sure I'll have some sort of an excuse by the end of September about why I couldn't do a record-breaking show month. And if you hate Patreon, if you think Patreon are a bunch of Nazis, then you can always do it straight from our site at phonelosers.org/cactus. Don't forget to visit JAGTV's forums at jagtv.com. Oh wait, no, at jagoff.tk. TK is the new .com. Everyone's going to be getting TK domains. I can't believe I registered snowplowshow.com and not snowplowshow.tk. What was I thinking? Stupid. I'm so stupid. On the last show, I used brand new background music. Everyone was asking me, what the hell is that background music? Apparently they like it. And that's why I'm going to play this song. This song is called Zelinka. It's called Gremlins in My Head. And that's what the background music is from. It's from Zelinka.
Coming at me like Jiminy Cricket, sitting on my shoulders, whispering all of the right decisions. Except my own desires flow just like a spigot, spouting more sadistic and glorious life revisions. Where have I stumbled while I walk around with blurry vision? I thought I made it home sweet home and back to simple living. But this is not my home, this is a dream, a top secret undercover independent hip-hop mission. Bringing it back to life, zombie status revived, and now it's brought right out of remission. Stop assuming that the world is blowing out some kisses. I'm pleased to announce and pursue vastly spoken word themes and new acquired wishes. Doing the dirty work and all the nasty dishes, as I'm watching others fatten up the riches in their made of little niches. The time is now for me to add my own stitches, hoping to make a check for the kids and misses. To me, I'm only 27, but for most other, my life goals will just simply seem dismissive. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da da, gremlins in my head. Without even telling me what to do, that little glare has me realizing which path to choose. Letting my heart get the best of me, guiding me through and through. Getting closer on this roller coaster called truth. Breaking up the hesitant right before my eyes into a million shards. Don't let anyone control your life, just live it large and deal your own cards. I found that the secret to be successful and to get far, never stop achieving and always take charge. Cause if it were easy, every other person on the planet would be reaching up to strip the space of all the stars. It's been so hard throughout my life to get a handle on these little gremlins lighting candles in my ears. Growing up, I always feared the mortal crossroads that I knew I would traverse in later years. To me, a perfect game plan, it seems so bland, so take the choice away and I'll say cheers, man. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da da, gremlins in my head. Since you're up there, let's talk philosophy and banter and tantrums, riddling brain matter, staggering along with the constant 50-50 clatter, as if Sorin himself was right here to answer and throw us out a bone for our teeth to chatter on alone. Disgusted with how far I have not grown, and there is no one else to own up to the path that I have sown. No whisperings of my future were ever known. My perspective's gnarled now, and I see my covers blown. Hide the reason, hide my phone, for the stories of my that make me proud. So I will shout it loud, hoping with some doubt to get a handle on this constant mental bout. Time to grow up for myself and be a better person. Try to anamorph into the Chris Large that no one's ever heard of. Just be yourself, man. Yep, and drop the act, man. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head.